More iPod news, less iPod. Details coming up. It's Tuesday, October 31st, Halloween 2006. I'm Jason Lopez. This is PodTech News. Wall Street closed for the day with mixed results, ending an unusually strong October for the Dow. Microsoft signaled that it sees money in open source. It's going to play ball with open source toolmaker Zend. This is PodTech News. If you can't beat them, join them. Microsoft signed on with the open source firm Zend. Software designers use Zend's tools to make PHP applications, which are one of the major languages used to create interactive web pages. PHP is the most popular scripting language for open source designers, although it does not work perfectly on Windows. Microsoft and Zend plan to change that, making Microsoft much more PHP and open source friendly. Historically, Microsoft has stood apart from the open source community. The software giant's move today is an attempt to regain some of the market share it has been losing to Linux-based competitors. As expected, federal regulators have signed off on Google's YouTube purchase, announced earlier this month. Google extended its reach into online collaboration projects today with another acquisition. This time, it's JotSpot, a popular developer of wikis. JotSpot gives users the ability to create and share online information using spreadsheets and photo albums in addition to more traditional wikis. Google recently released its docs and spreadsheets based on technology that came with its purchase of Writely earlier this year. Sony's troubles mounted today. The U.S. Department of Justice is investigating the electronics giant. At issue, Sony's static random access memory chips and the possibility of collusion among top manufacturers in setting prices. The Justice Department is already looking at Sony's competitors in the SRAM market, including Toshiba, Samsung, and Cypress Semiconductor. Sony was quick to frame the investigation as industry-wide, but the company is already reeling from hits to its bottom line from an extensive battery recall. The company's shares fell almost 1.5% on the news. In September of this year, Apple announced upgrades to its iPod line with brighter screens, longer battery life, and the makeover of the iPod Nano. This Friday marks the arrival of the new iPod Shuffle. It's small, measuring under 2 inches wide and 1 inch high, less than a half inch deep, and it weighs in at a half an ounce. It sports a metal body, comes with a docking station, and packs a 1 gigabyte capacity, enough for about 240 songs. Apple states the new iPod Shuffle will last 12 hours after a charge, and it will sell for about $80 at all Apple stores. Could England become the new Las Vegas? Well, if you were at an online gambling summit of officials meeting in the UK from over 30 countries today, perhaps you'd think twice about the answer. Officials from the US declined to participate. Britain's Culture Secretary Tessa Jowell, who organized the conference, likened the US stance to prohibition. President Bush signed a port security bill into law earlier this month that makes it illegal for banks and credit card companies to work with online gambling sites. The move cuts the legs out from under gaming companies with significant numbers of U.S. customers. Some of those firms move their U.S. operations back to the U.K. or to their home countries. The market got an unwelcome report this morning. Consumer confidence came in a few points below expectations. PodTech's Michael Klinger has more.
Consumer confidence has dropped, at least according to the Conference Board's index. The drop, down about 3 points to 105, came as something of a surprise today. With gas prices falling, it would seem to make more sense for confidence to be going up, since consumers do have a few more dollars in their pockets. So why the drop? Some analysts are pointing to all those negative campaign ads we're seeing in the run-up to Election Day. It seems all that negativity about jobs and the economy might be taking its toll. Whether or not the ads are to blame, the apparent slowing of economic growth could hurt Republican claims that they're presiding over a strong economy. Whatever is causing it hasn't spread across the pond. Consumer confidence in Europe hit a 5-year high as inflation fears there eased. Michael Klinger, PodTech News.
After 8 years of court battles, the verdict is finally in on the U.S. versus Forbes. Three times was not a charm for Walter Forbes, convicted in his third trial after two previous juries deadlocked. He was convicted on one count of conspiracy and two counts of false reporting, but he was cleared of securities fraud charges. Forbes was chairman of the company Cendant in 1998, which lost $14 billion of value in a single day. The fraud led to a $3.2 billion settlement with shareholders. Sendint no longer exists. Zombies are out tonight. They've been out for some time on the internet. The anti-spam provider ComTouch says that spammers have been using the Halloween theme to sell online gambling, drugs, and dating services. It's a bit lame, though. Seems most spammers merely add the word Halloween to their spiel, like, "Stop smoking now, Halloween," or "We can fix your stamina in the bedroom, Halloween." Well, let's take a look at the Dow and financials again. It was down 5 points today to close at 12,080. NASDAQ was up 2 at 2366, and the S&P 500 pretty much remained even at 1377. PodTech News is produced by editor-reporter Michael Klinger and Michael Johnson. I'm Jason Lopez. That's all for PodTech News. Halloween.